from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now, will Hurricanes fans be saying that about Mario Cristobal? He's special, no. And we want to keep him for decades plus. Here's the question, John, because we had a conversation yesterday on the show about the Hurricanes. And Crowder is of the opinion that you don't know a damn thing about how Cam Ward's going to look in the ACC. Because you can't take what he did at Washington.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Washington State, and pop that into a conference like the ACC and have any idea what you're going to get. I'm not necessarily certain, like, I'm in the prove-it mode as well, so I'm not, you know, again, I'm tempering any expectations about the Hurricanes, but Crowder was really adamant yesterday, you cannot be that excited about Cam Ward because you just don't know what he's going to look like in this conference.
I disagree. The Pac-12 was better than the ACC was a year ago. The Pac-12 had a team in the national title game and another team in Oregon that their only two losses were to said team in the national title game in Washington. What did the ACC have last year? A four-loss Clemson that Emory Williams beat, a bunch of muddled-up junk in the middle of the conference, and Florida State, who had a really special year with a bunch of ninth-year seniors that had been there since, you know, 2012. Great. I thought the Pac-12 was a better conference top to bottom a year ago. But you are right to a point, and this is my nervousness going into week number one. I think Miami is infinitely more talented than Florida top to bottom. When you go position group by position group, I think Miami's more talented. But these guys have never played together in a game, and they're going to open in front of 93,000 maniacs in jean shorts with rolled-up cigarette packs in their arms, screaming obscenities at our Miami Hurricane. How do you react to that when the chips are down? It's a big difference playing in Pullman, Washington, than Gainesville, Florida. It's a big difference of playing in, you know, Eugene, Oregon, than Gainesville, Florida. So for that part, I think you're right. But I think the competition level between the Pac-12 and the ACC was pretty similar a year ago.
And, John, the SEC, because right now Georgia's they have them number one overall to win it all. I know you're in Atlanta. I know Georgia runs it. We know Kirby Smart knows what he's doing. Like, hell, it's proven. But are they, I don't want to say overrated, but can anybody push Georgia to take that thing? And I think this 12-team thing, to be able to have to play 16 games, I think this is going to change the entire landscape of college football.
I totally agree, and I love it. Because think about all the years, Channing, that – and I'll use Florida or Miami. Like, Florida was 8-2 in 2020, but they knew they had no chance to play for a national title because they had already lost a couple of early games. Now, all of a sudden, you could be 6-2 going to November and say, hey, if we win out, we might be the 11 seed, and now we get an on-the-field puncher's chance to actually win a national title. And I think there have been a lot of times where teams have been good enough through the regular season that they get an easier path to get there. Can Georgia be tested? Absolutely. I like what they have at quarterback. I think Carson Beck is a super special kid there. Obviously, they're great on both lines of scrimmage. I don't know that their receiving core is over-the-top great. You lose a stud in Brock Bowers, which people forget how much they leaned on him last year on the offensive side of the ball, throwing to him. Colby Young transferred from Miami there. Ra-Ra Thomas got kicked off the team. I think teams like Ohio State, I think Alabama is going to be better than anybody gives them credit for. I think Kalen DeBoer, I think he's 104-12 as a head coach. I don't care if you're coaching Little League in Broward County. You go 104-12, you know how to coach. I also think Missouri, they have a very soft schedule, but they have the best wide receiver in the SEC in Luther Burden, have a really good quarterback in Brady Cook, and 2 years in a row they've pushed Georgia, like really pushed them right to the brink of elimination. I do think Georgia's a favorite, but there's a few teams in the SEC that really are going to give them a run for their money. And I cannot wait. They have to go to Texas and to Alabama before the calendar turns in November. So we'll learn a lot about Georgia. Oh, by the way, they open against Clemson right here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So a lot to learn about them early in the year.
When you talk about the college football playoffs, did you read what Manny Navarro wrote about the Hurricanes in The Athletic?
I have not yet.
Someone send him an email. He does like a mailbag, Hurricanes mailbag. And Manny, the question was, what do you expect from Cam Ward and the Hurricanes? His answer, correct me if I'm wrong, Solana, was essentially he expects them to win the ACC and be a Final Four team. That's how much of a believer he is in specifically Cam Ward.
He thinks the U is back, John.
Okay. Well, the only way they're back is being in the national title discussion. Being there December 20th, I think, is the opening round of the playoffs. They have to be playing after December 20th, not coming out of a dugout in a baseball stadium. They need to be playing in a game where everybody is watching. The pieces are there. Josh Pate was down on campus yesterday. I saw a lot of people in and about. You know, and if you look at what Miami is bringing, you have a giant and a really good offensive line, maybe one of the best, if not the best, in the ACC. You're probably 8-10 deep along the defensive front with absolute guys that can go get the quarterback on the ground. And the only place that I really have a huge question mark is in the defensive backfield. I'm not sure what the corners and safeties are going to look like, but if you get pass rush, I think I can go out and cover when you have the Reuben Baines of the world putting pressure on the quarterback. My expectation may not be in the Final Four, but it is 100% playoffs or bust for Mario Cristobal this year, because if not now, then when? Because Cam Ward's here for 1 year. Damian Martinez might only be here for 1 year. You would have to find a portal quarterback in the offseason if you think you're going to be this good a year from now. So I say if not now, then when. It is playoffs or bust for me. With this schedule, two losses would actually kind of be a disappointment. They need to be 11-1 or better, be in the ACC title game, have one of those byes, and be playing somebody in the college football playoffs.
So it wouldn't surprise you, though. If they ended up in the Final Four, it wouldn't surprise you.
Only because what happened the last 20 years, yes, it would surprise me. I mean, you would have asked me this question in 2002, I would have been like, no, it's not surprising me. In 2024, if they're in the Final Four, first of all, I'm going to work with no clothes on, nothing but a turnover chain, and I'm going to tell all the dudes I work with where they can shine the turnover chain. But, yeah, it'll definitely surprise me.
John, nobody wants to see that.
If I told you 20 years ago also, actually 20 years ago, you would have believed it, that we were going to go to Gainesville and be favorites week one.
Right.
That's, I mean, that tells you something about what people think, A, about the Gators, but also what people think about the Hurricanes. Because I don't care how bad the Gators are. There are very few times over the last however many years that Miami would be a favorite in Gainesville to open the season.
I'd have to go back and look. I'm not sure that we were favorites in 2002 when we went up there and began the season, probably preseason one or two. I'm not sure that we were favored that day when Willis McGahee ran for about 700 yards and we beat him 41-16. I mean, you're absolutely on to something there. Now, I got to ask Crowder a question. Crowder, is your phone number still the same?
Yes.
When I text you, it's now green. Did you switch to Android or what the? Do you have me?
Oh, okay.
Like,
no, I'll text you now, John. I'll text you.
His
right
phone
now.
Number's not the same. I don't know why he blurted out yes.
I did. No, we have already talked about this, and I think I texted John my new number.
I don't think you did, because the number I had was green, and I was like, hey, I'd love to get you on in Atlanta, and I got no answer. And now all the guys look at me like, maybe Crowder
doesn't have the same number. It was very surprising to hear him blurt out yes, but I'm guessing, Solana, do you think he was actually listening to the question?
No shot.
Yeah, because it looked like, because we're watching him on the video, and he was kind of looking down, and then there was a pause, and he just blurted out yes. But you I believe you could have asked him to marry you, and I think he would have said yes. Like, he had no idea what you were saying.
John's a good-looking dude.
You're on Uber Eats right now, Crowder, right?
Yeah, what are you ordering? What are you ordering on Uber Eats right now?
I have Micah Johnson, Calvin Johnson, John Muscle Mohaven.
I don't know.
So you may not even have my number, what you're telling me.
Yeah. Or he may not know your name. I think we may have stumbled into something even more telling.
I'm not necessarily certain
that he knows who he's talking to or who you are.
This is actually Shawn Michaels from the WWE. So I see you on the super team.
John Michaels, you won't even recognize him when you see him in Gainesville because he's got hair now. He has been bald.
He's been bald
forever, but he's got an endorsement now with a hair replacement company up there in Atlanta. So you're planting hair on your head, correct?
Well, it is already done. It is a 1-day procedure where they actually take hair that exists, and I have hair. I just had some areas that were balding and receding, so I kept it bald to keep beautiful. I didn't want to have the cul-de-sac up there. So long story short, they take existing hair and then they replant it into the barren areas like they're sodding your grass. So within the next year, my hair will grow fully. And I've told my kids, and you'll get a good laugh at this, my AAU kids told me if we win a tournament, I have to grow my hair and braid it. So within the next year, I'm probably going to do the Caleb Martin and keep the nice fade on the side, but you'll see some cornrows of some sort or maybe some long braids on the top of my head.
All right. We're all rooting for you. Was it painful?
No, not really. They gave me enough medicine where I sat there and laughed and just hung out with the nurses. It was like a 4-hour process, but a week later, I just left the gym. I feel really good. I actually can see a hairline for the first time since the 90s. So I'm like Miami. My hair's back. Maybe the canes are back.
we hope it takes better than Crowder's teeth.
Hey, you can go to hell. How about that?
Anyway, John Michael, 680 The Fan in Atlanta. Thank you, John.
Hawk, make sure you tag me with Crowder's yes. number and tell him exactly who's
yes.
John, he got to put us on a thread.
Yes.
Put us
yes.
on a thread.
Abuelo, I will put you on a thread. You got it.
A thread.
yes, a thread. I got you. see you, John.
I'll see you.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.